Oh, yes. Now, since 2010, the United States Government Bureau of Humanitarian Assistance, through its embassy in Juba, has supported the International Organization for Migration's Rapid Response Fund, that is IOM's RRF, a funding mechanism to enable rapid humanitarian response to acute needs of people affected due to man-made and natural hazards in South Sudan and Abyei administrative area. Well, the RRF, a 10-year celebration, is an event that will bring together all humanitarian actors and partners, including government, UN agencies, CSOs, target groups, and other stakeholders from around South Sudan and the world, to raise awareness about the need for rapid humanitarian response during crisis and demonstrate collective solidarity in the face of emerging crises in the country.
Well, talking about this, and to get more details about this particular program and the celebration of it, and the celebration of the program, we are glad to be joined here with us in the studio by our guest, Akojo Estella, who is from the national program, who is a national program officer within the International Organization for Migration. And she joined us, of course, this morning to have a conversation on this. Akojo, good morning, and it's good to have you on the Mraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Welcome. And congratulations for this 10th year celebration. Just briefly tell us about this event.
Thank you very much. As it was highlighted, the event is to reflect the humanitarian work that the IOM has been doing in this country, through the support of the USAID government, Bureau of Humanitarian Assistance. We, as IOM, we have been working with the national and international organization to respond to emergencies within 3 months in the country, and in areas of health, wash, nutrition, protection, shelter, and NFIs, and following the localization agenda. Of late, we have been working with national partners to build their capacity and to be able to respond to these emergencies across the country. We were able to do this through our intensive capacity building and our due diligence process that aim also at building the capacity of the national partners.
Great.
So as I talk now, we are at 92% engaging the local actors, the local partners, in responding to emergencies across the country. And
yes, and before we continue, of course, with the details of these, let's talk briefly about the Rapid Response Fund. How does it work and what is it?
Yes, yes, the Rapid Response Fund is the funding mechanism which is fast and flexible to support implementing partners with the funding. Yes, to respond to emergencies in the country. Across the country, and of course we mainly target population affected by natural and man-made disasters in the country.
And what makes this RRF, which of course is the Rapid Response Fund, different from other programs?
Because it is rapid. It reaches the places which are hard to reach areas, and we are so different because now, when we involve the local partners, they are always there, present in the places where the affected population are. And of course, it's 3 months.
Okay.
And of course, intensive training on various aspects, so that the partner can be able to quickly mobilize resources.
Great.
So that makes us different.
All right. Now, when we speak about, which you spoke about, of the localization agenda, what does this mean?
Okay. The localization agenda is, it means using the local partners to be able to respond to humanitarian needs, which is very cost effective, in the sense that they are always there with the community. And in terms of the budget also, they are not really like so much. So
basically, instead of IOM going to the ground, mm-hmm. on the grassroots themselves,
mm-hmm. yeah.
they partner with local organizations and help them with funding so they can go and carry out this particular diocese.
Exactly.
Do we have any success stories on the RRF that you would like to share with us?
Definitely. I think one of the success stories is our response to the drought in Eastern Equatoria. When there was issue with water, we were able to support a national partner that responded, and that of course gave people life and dignity through provision of clean water, clean and soap water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now with a humanitarian, you know, situation that has been described in the country as unprecedented, of course, with the fighting in Sudan, a lot of returnees and refugees coming into the country. How has this RRF helped in, you know, containing this particular situation?
Yeah, thank you very much. At the moment, our focus is supporting the communities where the returnees are settled.
Mm-hmm.
Through our various sectors, as well as responding to disease outbreaks. So normally our triggers change according to the way the humanitarian the disasters are presenting themselves in the country. So at the moment our focus is supporting communities where the returnees are settled, and the needs in those particular communities has increased. With the little resources, of course, we prioritize those mm-hmm. communities. Yeah.
Yeah. And where is the focus right now of IOM when it comes to, implementing this RRF in the country? Where is the focus based now?
Oh, okay. Actually, we focus in the entire country. Yeah. Like I said, depending on how the disasters are presenting themselves in the country, so we normally shiftly go and respond within the shortest time possible.
And has there been any challenges IOM has faced while implementing this RRF program?
Challenges included the emerging and the re-emerging shocks in the country. For example, we were busy responding to the disease outbreak, and there is the floods, mm-hmm. the floods that have come up, and right now we have the influx of the returnees that have come back from Sudan.
Hmm. Yeah. I normally like to ask this question when such programs are done, which are great programs, of course, helping the communities that are basically in need and all that.
Yeah.
But for how long will this continue? Like, how can the community being helped to help themselves than just every day depending on organizations like the IOM?
Thank you very much. Yes, the reason why we are engaging the local partners is through our programs, we are able to ensure that there is a clear exit strategy whereby the communities, the capacity of the community are built, and so that they can be able to use the locally available means of survival. That's why it's a 3 months project. So at the end of the 3 months, what happens? So what we normally focus is capacity building of the community members so that they can be able to, you know, like practice whatsoever means is there in the community. For example, in WASH, we have programs of the hygiene promotion sessions, mm-hmm. and we do capacity building. After this capacity building, of course, we also demonstrate to them how we can be able to make local hand washing facilities out mm-hmm. of the local materials.
Great.
Yeah, and of course, this is what is they are aiming at sustainability.
Great.
Yeah.
Kojo, just before I let you go, any final remarks and messages that you'd like to send, especially on the work of the IOM and also about this Rapid Response Fund?
Thank you very much. IOM has done great, and also the Rapid Response Fund has really done great in the country. Cumulatively, since then, we have reached around 17 million people that is cumulatively, not saying that, okay, it is surpassing the population of the country. But of course, since then, 2010, we have reached that number of people. I would like to call upon everyone to be able to, you know, attend this exciting program so that we can be able to learn from how we really did it and how we are able to engage with local partners in this country in, you know, to serve the population, the affected population of the country.
All right. Kodjo, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios.
Thank you very much.
We do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.